We are generation. We are, there's an explosion in verbiage in this nation and the world. Everyone's talking and no one's listening. The old proverb, we got too many chiefs and no Indians. We got too many rebellious, hard-headed ones, and none that understand the beauty of submission unto Yah. Everyone wants to lead, and everyone has not the character, the power to lead. Hallelujah. That's why Moshe, the same Ruach that was on Moshe, was upon Yahushua, or Yahushua. That's what we need today. Men that have the same Ruach of the man that leads. I want every brother to do things they can look out and listen. I have no problem with brothers telling me, Pastor, if we do it this way, this is the better way. I want brothers. I crave that kind of wisdom among my brothers to help and to show. I don't want the burden laid on me. I can't bear it. Could Moshe bear it? I want that. You got something that will work, tell me. We'll try it. It may not work, but we'll try it. Hallelujah. I want brothers with innovative minds that are created in the renewing of the Ruach of Yah. Daily. Well, I think this is a better way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how you do it. I have no compunction with that. I have no compunction with a brother opening up knowledge to Scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you line in all the dots, you may miss a dot back there. If you got thousands of lines and dots, boy, you will miss one. Hallelujah. I play puzzles. I play different kinds of, what I say play, I don't play. But there are times I will see different forms of puzzles and things. I will just see how it operates. Or just engage myself in it to see what it produces. And you'll realize what you miss, because you miss the most important thing. And you know what the most important thing? Can I tell you? It is the Bereshit. It's the start. And that's what all people miss, the start of all things. They're trying to go to the end of the thing and try to understand the matter that was before. You can never... You must go back to the beginning to understand the matter of the end. Because it is the matter of the end that resonates what was from the beginning. That's the only way it comes. No other way. Let no one kid you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Yahweh, He is the giver of light. No one else. Look what Paul says in Galatia. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, in Revelation, Giliana. Look what it says in Gilead. It says this in Revelation 22:5. That's either the truth or it's a false statement, all right? And the kingdom renewed Jerusalem. When we all get to the kingdom of Yah, what a day of rejoicing it shall be. When we all see Yeshua, we shall sing and shout the Teshua. When we all get to the kingdom of Yah, what a day of rejoicing it shall be. When we all see the light of Yeshua, we shall sing and shout the victory. You get the kingdom mind, you get in the kingdom where you will see His face, and you shout that now, not then, but now. Hallelujah. It says in Gilead, now 22:5, and this is almost the close of the book, isn't it? Come on, brothers and sisters. It says in Gileana 22:5, and there shall be no night there, and there is no need of candlelight. Don't need to look candle. Our little light is like a candle. So we don't want to hide that in the bush, do we? There will be no need of candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahweh, the mighty one, shall give them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Well, what is the light that He shall give us? I will show us. Yahweh, Yahshua says that Yochanan testified that He came to bear witness of the light. Hallelujah. Yahshua says, I am the way and I am the Derek and the Emet. And I haven't even gotten into the truth yet. Maybe next Shabbat, all right? Hallelujah. In order for you to understand truth, you must have a lighted path. You must understand what light is shining. Hallelujah. So in the kingdom of this Almighty One, there is no need of sun or light, even when we are walking in the kingdom of Yah by the Ruach of Yahshua. Before Yahshua is our light. Whether the sun shine or not, we still have light in us. Whether there are trials and affliction, we still have light in us. Whether we are afflicted, whether we are battled against by the enemy, we still have light. Hallelujah. For in the kingdom there is no need of no light, for Yah gives us light. He gives us light. Yahshua is that light. Turn back to chapter 21 of the same book in verse 23. Hallelujah. I love this right here. Did Yahshua come to honor Yah? Is he the honor of Yah? Come on, brothers and sisters. We must have line upon line. Look what it says here. Jeremiah 21:23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it. For the kabod, for the honor, for the splendor of Yahweh did light it. And the Lamb is what? The light thereof. For it is the word of Yah that will light the city of Yah. That's why we shall shine like a city that sit upon a hill. Well, because Yahshua is the light of Yah that emanates from us the power of the Torah of Yah. For there shall be a Misra, a government in the city of Yah. Yahshua is the light. Who gives the light? Yah gives the light. For the word was in the bosom, in that preposition, in the position. It was in the bosom. It was in the bosom. It was in the bosom of Yah. In his bosom. In the bosom of Yah. In the bosom of Yah. And we beheld the splendor of it as one given his only begotten son. For what? For me, man. We don't even understand that. I'm telling you, even in all of my meditation and thinking, it still cannot be grasped. It cannot. Hallelujah. And that's why when we see Yahshua, hallelujah, then we're going to know all things. We're going to see the light of Yah as he truly is. Yah is a Ruach. He is a spirit. He is not a man like us. He is a spirit. His word is spirits. Do you understand? It was made flesh. And we saw that. And the face of Yahweh, or the light of Yahweh, is in the face of Yahshua. We get to the kingdom. We're going to see the light of Yah in the face of Yahshua. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Yochanan spoke with great clarity here. There's the witness of this light that Yah is. There's a lie. It is the light that guides us and brings us to the path, the way of Yahshua. Well, let's go to Shemoth, Exodus, chapter 13, 21. Was it Yah that guided Israel? Sure was. It says in Shemoth, Exodus 13, 21. Exodus 13, 21. Those first two words there, what does it say? Someone read that quickly. Huh? All right, say it again. Say it loud for me. And who? That's all right, he got a different translation. And who? Say it so I can hear it. Say it again, Deacon Horn. Say it again, Deacon Bennett. And who? And who? And Yahweh did what? Went. So he has prepared the way, has he not? Has not Yahshua, he said, I go and prepare you a place. If it was not so, so Yahweh, he went after them or before them. Before them by day as a pillar of cloud, and he led them the way. He led them the way. Yahshua says, I am the way. I am the Derek. He led them the way by night in a pillar of fire to do what? To give them light. To give them light. Did we not hear about the Matzebah, the pillars of wisdom of Yah? So he led them at night by a fire to give them light. What is that light, my young daughter? It is the assurance of his Torah. It is the assurance of his word that what I say to you, I mean it. I stand by what I say. And he stands by Yahshua. Yahshua stands for him. Because he is the word. He is the bosom, the heart of Yah made flesh. And he let them, Yahweh did. That's what it says. And Yahweh, he went. It was his word. For he said to Moshe, you go this way. Out of Mizraim. And he says, the Mizraim, they say after they follow. He said, you hearken unto me, you listen to me. You tell the children of Israel to get up and go this way. I'm going to take them to the Red Sea. And when they get to the Red Sea, they see the mountain, they see the sea, say, where do we go? Well, it was the light of his word that revealed unto Moshe that Moshe will have confidence in Yah. That's what Yahshua is. He is the light of whom Yah is, that we may have confidence in him. We just don't trust him. We trust ourselves and our own intuition and what feeble knowledge we have. I will trust in Yahweh. I will trust in Yahweh. I will trust in Yahweh until I die. I want to trust him that way. I want that to be real. Hallelujah. I want it to be real. And so he led them by the lights. So Yochanan and Yah gives light in the city. So he gave light in the wilderness. Yahshua is that light. Well, what light did he give to Moshe? He gave Moshe his word. He gave Moshe his word. He gave Moshe his word. You go down and you tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moshe went down and he said, Pharaoh, let the people of Israel go. He said, who is the authority that you speak from? Who gave you command? He said, the one that I am, and his name is Yahweh. And Pharaoh said, soothsayer, musician, astrologer, come find the name Yahweh. I know Dagon, I know Mithroth, I know Melcom and Molech, but who in the hell is this Yahweh? His name cannot be found. But Moshe said, he is in me. He is in my bosom, for his word is like a light and a fire. Did I speak by that authority? Come on, Israel. He had light when he went down into the way that Yah led him. I can't talk much. He says, Aharon, talk for him. Hallelujah. He'll be your mouthpiece. You'll be like me unto him. Hallelujah. That's all right. That's why Yahshua speaks for me. I as his tongue. The blood of Yahshua speaks for Israel. That's all right. Hallelujah. So Yah was the light. So the witness of Yochanan on that Isle of Patmos of darkness and this brilliant light that he saw in the kingdom. For Yah led them in the way as a pillar of fire. For his word is a consuming fire. The word of Yah is a consuming fire. And that's why he led them by the fire of his word. He was saying to that hard-headed folks, come on, for I kill every last one of you, but I can't do it. Get on up. Hallelujah. It's almost like Granny in the old country shack. When she said get up, she meant get up. She did not mean it twice to come back. When she said get up, you about to hit the floor. And if you came back, my grandmother would throw ice cold water in the midst of the winter. And we did not have no heating system in that shack, as I remember. When she said, get up, she meant that. That old woman was up before we called her, dawn was dawn. Before the rooster crowed, she was up. You were not going to lay around sloughish, lazy. When she said, get up, she walked back there and said, y'all get up now. You knew better. If you did not, you were in trouble. Hallelujah. That was from the youngest to the oldest. You got up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So his light, the pillar of this light of his truth, his words, brought them out. Moshe had to obey that to him in order to bring them out. Yahshua is the word of Yah made flesh. He spoke a Torah unto Moshe. He wrote a Torah. That's why he is the Torah giver. That doesn't mean that's annulled. What is annulled? All the stipulation that these brilliant minded ones had to write and impart and exercise their own thought. Had burdened down the people whereby there was no delight in the Torah. Yeshua came to give us delight in the Torah. Isn't that a delightful thing just to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh? Yeah. Don't work, just remember and just rest. Have Shabbat. Man, that's easy, isn't it? Just do that. Well, what if the cows get out like they did? Brothers, get out there and get the cows in. Hallelujah. Man, ox fall in the ditch, we pull it out. The truth, brothers and sisters, as a man that had wisdom beyond our experience, the man Solomon, he makes a profound utterance that ought to awaken us all and to bring light even unto the simplicity of this truth. He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 6:23. He says, Yahweh, in Proverbs 6:23, he says, for your mitzvah, your commandment, is a lamp. Proverbs 6:23. He said, for it's a lamp. And a lamp is meant for having oil, isn't it? It's a lamp. The mitzvah is a lamp. We need the oil of refreshing. And he says, and the Torah is light. Does it say that? And the Torah is light. Yeshua said, think not. I've come to destroy the Torah of the Nabis. I came to manifest the light and the power of Torah. And thine Torah and the word, the Torah of Yah was made flesh. Embodies the characteristic of Muhammad Shiach. Embodies the characteristic of Muhammad Shiach. And thy Torah is It is the umale, is the illumination of Yah. It is light. And reproof of Musa, instruction, is the way of life. Yahshua said, I am the Derek, I am the truth, and I am the life. Well, if I keep down this path, we should be enlightened a little bit, should we? Well, I'm going to stay on this path until I finish it, all right? He said, Thy Torah is the light. Yahshua, Yahkohan said, I came to bear witness of the light of Torah. Yahshua is the light. He's the Torah of Yah. He was in the bosom of Yah. And that's why Yah has put in the bosom of Yisrael his Torah. He has written the Torah in the bosom of Yisrael, that when the light of this Torah shines or illuminated, then we began to take delight in the Torah of Yah from the inward part. You know, people say, well, you know, they share in the Torah, you can't do. You know, it's just an ignorant mindset because the world tells you what you can't do. Do people go on job, they tell you, you can't have your cell phones in here. There are times that I go pick up things at Northern, NH, Northern Hydraulics or Northern. And I've had to go to the warehouse there in South Carolina. Well, when they walk through the door, I've watched them several times. They scan them. You cannot bring a cell phone. You cannot bring cigarettes. You cannot bring anything in there. They detect that. Get out of here with that. And the people know that they don't try that. So they tell you what you cannot do. You cannot do. And I watched that day as they come out. They scan them. I watched them go out to their cars. Must have been a break. Pulling out the cigarettes on the cell phone. I watched that. Yah, tell me one thing I can do, and it is more profound than anything. I can do all things through Yahshua that gives me strength. I can do all things in Yahshua. I can do all things that pertains to life and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. For thy Torah is light. And that's what Yahshua, he's the light of Almighty Yah. He is the face of Yah. And that is the only thing you're going to see of Yah, Yahshua. How do I know that? It says in the 4th chapter of Tehillim, David, in Psalms. It says in Tehillim 4 and 6. Hallelujah. You tell me this is how we see Yahshua in one another? This is how we see the face of Yah? That's the only way you're going to see the face of Yahshua. It says in Tehillim 4 and 6, we're still dealing with the light because in the light, when someone's countenance shine up, you see something beautiful about them, right? It says in Tehillim 4, 6, there are many that say, who will show us any tav? Who will show us any nice way or any nice thing? Yahweh, lift you up the light of your ponim, your countenance, your face upon me. Lift up the countenance of your face upon me. That's what that we say. Let the light of Yahshua, your light, let it resonate from me. Let this ponim, this light, this countenance of Yahshua resonate from me. When one has that countenance of Yahshua, you know that they have the light of Yah in them. You don't have the countenance of Yahshua, you don't have the light. You will know you have the countenance of Yahshua because he says, if any man say he loves me, he loves Yah, and keeps not his mitzvah, he's a liar. He's a liar, and the truth or the emet is not in him. I am not in that man. So you can't say you love Yah and don't do what he commands you. I don't care how you say you feel, it means nothing. You got to do. Faith, emunah without works is dead. Show me your faith and I'll show you works. You got the emunah of Yah, I will show you. You will work according to what the Torah teaches us and commands us. Hallelujah. Don't you want this way to be simplified? I like things that are simple. Hallelujah. I really do. I like simple things. Hallelujah. Simple. I don't like it when it's complex. People like things that are complex because it gives some attention. It gives some kind of identity to them. I like it simple. This is a common man's salvation. He made it simple. Yes, he did. Yahshua did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahshua, the light of Yah. David says to Tehillim 27:1. Hallelujah. You all get that and say, amen. All right, Deacon Horn, you have that? Read that loud with that baritone voice. Hold up. Yahweh, does it say Yahweh? Yes. Yahweh is what?
My light.
He is my all. He is my light. And what?
And my salvation.
And my Yahshua. Listen, it is the word of Yah that saves us. He is our light. Now how could you tell me that we're using that back in the old covenant? Brothers and sisters, the word of Yah never change. Is that what it says? Yahweh is my light. What was the light? Was there a bright light shining before David? Or was it the parables of the words that Yah spoke to him? It was the words that Yah spoke to him. There was no big bright light shining before David. It was the word that he held in his bosom. He said, I will hide thy word in my bosom, in my heart, that I will not sin against you, Yahweh. He said, Yahweh is my light and my Yahshua. For it is the power of the living word that is our Yahshua. It declares unto Israel by the power of his word that Yahweh saves you. He saves Israel. And he's going to save you, Israel. Yahweh is my Oa. He is the illumination, hallelujah, of his living Torah in me. Yahshua is that light. And he is my Yah, is my Yahshua. It is his word that he spoke unto Israel. When he brought them through the sea, he says to them, let the walls close in. Oh, they can discount that in the historical books. It means nothing at all to me. I believe the reports. What this book says that, then you believe that book. You believe that book. How was your book written? By who, a scholar? Mine were written by the hand of Yah, as he engraved it in the lev in the bosom of men, that moved by the power of the Ruach, and they wrote. Yours written by the hands of hell, by wicked men, had one purpose in mind, and that was to make a dollar. Because if it wasn't, then let them, if they received it freely from the inner source, let them give it freely. Lying dogs out of hell. The liars are full of hell. Yahweh is my light. For his word is my light. Yahshua is the light of, he is the word of Yah that brings light. Yahweh is my light. He is my Yahshua. He is my salvation. He is my Yahshak. He is my Savior. Yahshua. Yahshua, the word of Yah saves. Yahshua, the word of Yah saves. Hallelujah. And the word was made flesh. And the word was made flesh. Yahweh is the light of Israel. Yahweh is the light. When a man begins to understand the spiritual dynamics of the word of Yah, his countenance began to change. His expression, the light began to shine forth on his face. It's almost asking a child a question, and they know they got the answer, and then their eyes light up in their countenance. And that's the truth. I said to Honda, I said to her, we're over here trying to finish up this metal pile, so when they take the trip, everyone will have a sufficient amount of funds. And I said to her, you might even get 20. And so she looks at me, and she reminds me of that. She said, Pastor Roberts, you said 20. And she smiles, and the light, her nostrils, everything. I said, did I say 20? She said, yes, you did, Pastor Roberts. You said 20. I said, well, what 10 do? She said, no, you said 20. 20. So my word out of my bosom, I must hold fast to that, elder. I must give her a 20. I said, what are you going to do with a 20? She says she's going to spend it all but $11. Okay. Hallelujah. She's going to spend it all. And so when we find when Yahshua, when this light began to shine, it caused us, our countenance, our mind, everything about us began to change. Yahweh is our light. He has always been the light because the light shines forth from his bosom. What came out of his bosom is the word. His word is light. His word spoke in a dark place, was without form and void, and boom, light. He said, let there be light, and light, the awe of Yah illuminated the heavens. Sin bring darkness and rebelliousness, and witchcraft bring darkness. But the word of Yah brings light. It's the power of Yahshua representing the kingdom authority of Yah. When Yahshua comes in, he said, take authority over everything. I take it over your mind, your ways. Shut down, you wicked thing. Hallelujah. I'm here to redeem you. I'm here to make you free. You're captive. You're bound. Hallelujah. I'm the chief prophet. I come to chisel you. I come to hewn you out. You need chiseling down. There's one thing about a sculpture. They always look at that and say, boy, I should have hewn a little piece. That expression, I just hewn just a little tenth of a centimeter out of that cheek, it'd have been right. They always go back and look at their works and say, man, it could use a little hewning. I was looking at some of the pictures of the monads and some of the artists. Monads and give me another one. What's his name? Tell me. Van Gogh. I was looking at some of the art the other day and I said, this looked like kids stuff. I can get the babies and they can do that. It looks just silly, immaturish. They sell $50 million for one picture. Oh, it's the layer of pants. Use paint. South Carolina, the museum here paid $500,000 just to bring some of the art through here. It's the layer of paint, the way the brushes are, and the way that, honey, that looks like some mess that you can get to. You can get little Anna with her hand and she can draw a tree like that. People look silly. It's a twisted mind. This is art here. Van Gogh can't do that. Yes, Yah is real. He's real in my bosom. Oh, I can feel him. I can sense him all in my bosom. See, he has to be real in the bosom. Yahshua was real in the bosom of Yah. He was a living word. He was a word of quickening power. Hallelujah. That's what he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And David goes on to say in the 36th chapter, verse 9. I'm going to close out here in a few. You all just bear with me. Don't let the enemy get you tired, all right? Did I finish that? Yahweh is my light. He is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yahshua said, he is the Derek, he is the Emet, and he is the life. Is Yahshua our strength? Does he bring light unto us? Yes, he does, brothers and sisters. He is our strength. He is our life. He is our light. Hallelujah. David said in Psalms Tehillim 36:9, he says, Yah, in the midst of all of his agony and his great perplexities, that was the only way he could turn to the Word. That's why he had to hide it in his love, in his bosom, that he would not sin against Yah. So in the midst of his great battles with his enemy, he says here in Tehillim 36 verse 9, for with you, Almighty Yah, is the fountain, it is the makor, it is the flowing power of life. Did not the word of Yah flow from the bosom of Yah? Is not Yahshua the word of Yah that flows from his bosom? It say, for with him, for with you, the word of Yah is not against Yah. Yahshua did not speak against Yah. He said, it is the makor, the flow of life. In your light shall we see the light. Now that there baffles my mind. From the light of Yah, from the light of your Torah shall we see the light or the living power of the Torah, Yahshua. That's the only way. That's why men cannot see it. For in the light of his truth, of his imat, shall we realize that Yahshua is the light of Torah. For it is the light of the Torah. Although we see through it darkly, and yet because of the light of that Torah, because Yahshua, he emanates the character of the Torah. He refines it, whereby it becomes alive and spiritual in the bosom of Yisrael, that it can dwell in our bosom. Not looking on tables of stones, not going to an ark and look, not looking at what is written, but what he has written in our love. Did he not put it in our bosom? Do you believe that he has written that in our bosom? Is that the word of Yah? Is that the word of Yah? So the word of Yah dwells in us, does it not? So was the word of Yah in the bosom of Yah. Yahshua, the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah, in the bosom of Yah. Sure is. There's written that Torah in our life. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad. I'm going to hide this in me. I don't want to transgress against the Torah of Yah. I will not transgress against the Torah of Yah. Yahshua is the Word, isn't he? He said that he was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. The power of this pulsating light will only illuminate in us through this process. And Dawid explains it better than any Norby in the book. And I've searched the scripture 700 plus. How do you do that? Well, I just sit there and just search the book. Hallelujah. Your sister's playing volleyball yesterday. I did a little searching. I hear the ball bouncing. Y'all out there playing. I can hear boom. I said, what is that? Oh, okay. I'm still not, it hasn't registered that that's the volleyball. Sure it is. Of course, when Brother Dale says, he comes and says, let's lace them up. Well, Elder Wyman was there, so I said, let's do that too. I'll get back to this. Well, of course, after prayer, you have a little time after that. It says this is Dawid. He makes a declaration that is so profound. The utterance, he says in Tehillim 119, Tehillim Psalms 119, and verse 130. I must establish this for you to understand the imat, the truth. You must understand this rock, this light of Yah. You must understand that. And I will connect the next dot on next week, all right? He says here in Tehillim 119:130, he says the Petach, or the entrance, the Petach, the opening of the word of Yah, the entrance of your words. Give what? Is Yahshua the word of Yah? When the entrance of the word of Yah enter into us of this great witness, it gives light to the word that he has written in us. It is the entrance. It is the petach. It is the petach. It is the entrance. It is the availing of the word of Yah. The entrance of the word of Yah gives light. It gives understanding to simple ones like me. We must allow the entrance of the petach of the words. What we allow is our emotions, brothers and sisters, our own speculations and our own interpretation. Let's just allow the word to enter. Not adding anything to it, not trying to read anything to it. He says the entrance of the petach of the word of Yah, it adds or it brings light. It brings light. When we receive Yahshua, it brings light unto us. That's why the world is dark, because many will not receive HaMashiach. You have no light without Yahshua. You're flat out full. You can't deny that. Hallelujah. But yet this is the generation who wants to deny the Abba. Everything comes from the bosom of Yahweh. It comes from the bosom of Yahweh. And Yahshua directs all honor and all praises unto the Abba. He said, He is a conduit. Come on, praise me. Oh, Torah, Yahshua, hallelujah for Yahshua. Yes, yes, yes. And through that channel emanates this sweet smelling Seva unto Yah. That's what it does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the fountain. He is the Petach. The entrance of the Petach of the Word of Yah gives light. And we need that. We must have the light of Almighty Yah. He gives understanding to the simple and those that are simple. Now Yahshua declares that He is the rock. He is the foundation. He is the strong one of the Word of Yah. He says that. Well, the Word of Yah is a rock unto us. It is a strong tower. That's what the Word of Yah is. That's what David, if you search out Tehillim, you will see that the rock of the strength of the Word of Yah. Yahshua, if He's not the sure strength of the Word of Yah, then He does not emanate the character of the power of the strength of the Word of Yah. Let us turn quickly to Devarim. Deuteronomy. A few scriptures before I close. I'm getting tired. It says in Devarim 32, verse 4, the character of Yah, He is a rock. And if Yahshua doesn't exemplify that character, then he is not the sure word. It says in Devarim 32:4, it says, who? Yahweh. Does it say that Yahweh is what? Is what now? The rock or a rock? He is the rock. Yahshua is the rock, isn't he? Sure he is. You know, Kephar is a stone. Upon the rock, upon what the word? Is that Yahshua the word of Yah? Yahweh is the rock. Yahweh is, that's what it says, Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect. Is not Yahshua the perfect work of Yah? His work is perfect. For all His ways are Sadiq. Yahshua came in the Sadiq or the righteousness of the Torah. He says, for I am the Derech. I am the way. And all other ways of Yah, they are Sadiq. They are righteous. For His righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. He said, an almighty one of Emet. He is an almighty one of truth. And without iniquity, Sadiq or righteous, and Sadiq or right is Yah. Yahshua is the Sadiq or the righteousness of almighty Yah. Yahweh is the rock. Well, what was the strength of Israel? It is the Suah. Well, what was the strength? They trusted in what Yah said. And as long as they trusted in what Yah said, did they see Him? No. But they trusted in what He said. And when they obeyed what He said, did they prosper? Did they overcome their enemy? Did they rise up like the strong one or the mighty one? They overcame every challenge, did they not? Because He is the rock. He is the rock. And that the rock proceeds out of His bosom and will be held in the power of His begotten Son, Yahshua the Lamb. What people try to do is explain Yah. They try to explain the Son. And it's through this diluted, polluted, damned in my mind. They don't explain Him through the Word. And you must explain Yah through the Word. That's the way you explain Him. That's the way you explain the Son, through the Word of Yah. That's how you do it. Not through some kind of theological intervention, but through what the Word of Yah says. Not through some kind of prism of a black man or a white man or Jewish man, but what the Word of Yah says. By the mind of Yahshua. To hell with the rest of it. That is the truth. That's who He is. Hallelujah. When a man understands that, he can do like David did. Here in 2 Samuel. Chapter 22, verse 1. This is a Tehillim, a thanksgiving for Yah, for His most powerful deliverance, and the many blessings that He had showered upon Israel. Has He not delivered you? Are not His blessings manifold unto you? He cries here, and David, 2 Samuel 22:1, and David spoke unto Yahweh the words of his, of this year, of this psalm. And the day that Yah had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Shaul. And he said, Yahweh is what? Is my rock. That's what he said. Hallelujah. He said, Yahweh is my rock. And he is my fortress. And he is my deliverer. The Almighty One of my rock. Your word, Yeshua. You're the Almighty One of my rock. You're the Almighty One of Yeshua, my strength, of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. You understand what the horn is, where the oil of the refreshing of Yeshua flows from. He is the horn of our Yeshua. He is my high tower. And he is my refuge. He is my what? My Savior. He is my Yashak. He said, you save me, Yah. Yah saved I wheat. He said, you save me from my enemies. Yah will save Israel. It is the word of Yah that saves us. It is the light of Yeshua that brings deliverance. We take refuge in Yeshua, this living truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take refuge in the living word of Yah. He is my rock. His word is my high tower. I can stand in the word of Yah, and we can look over the range of darkness. You can see it all. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is the horn. He is the horn. He is where the oil of our salvation flow from. He is where the anointing of Yeshua flowed from. He is the power where the living word of Yah flowed from. Yeshua the Lamb. We got to be straightened out by the word of Yah. Not by some apostolic doctrine. Not by some damnable doctrine that has been created by men with their rebellious ideology and their rebellious mindset. And they separate one from the other. And they try to draw a few of one to them to indoctrinate them with their doctrines. And then they make them twofold children of hell more than them. We got to go to the book. We got to go to the ways of ancient. And we must pray for those that have some balance of understanding that they may stand and be strong in the might of the power of the character of Yeshua. Yah is my rock. For in that rock I find the horn of my rock. Yeshua. I'm glad he sent Yeshua. I rejoice in that he sent Yeshua. Hallelujah. He says in the 32nd verse of the same chapter. And this is David identifying the Almighty One. For who is the Almighty One? Save Yahweh. And who is a rock? Save our sovereign ruler, Yah. Who is our rock but Yah? Or who is a rock unto us but Yeshua? For it is the word of Yah. Yah is the Ruach, brothers and sisters. He is the Spirit. That's why we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we know that his Torah is truth. His governing power of Israel, it is truth. Verse 47 of the same chapter. Verse 47 of 2 Shemuel 22. Yahweh lives. Bless. Be my rock. And exalted be Yahweh, the almighty rock of what? Of my Yeshua. He is the rock of Yeshua. Blessed be Yahweh, the rock of my Yeshua. Bless the almighty one. I close with this as Shaul gives us great comfort. Yeshua speaks to us. Shaul says in 1 Corinthians 10, Chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. And they did all eat the same spiritual meats, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of the spiritual rock. Now, did they drink from a physical rock, or was it the living power of his word? It was the living power of his word, brothers and sisters. There was no rock, even though that rock in the wilderness that they all drank from, that was natural water. That was natural water. Every word that Yah speak is spiritual. It's not just, it has not just become spiritual because we behold or we have seen the beauty of Yahshua. But they all drank from the same spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was who? It was Yahshua. It was the Word. It was the Word of Yah that followed them. It was the Word of Yah that directed them. It was the Word of Yah that brought them over. Come on, people of Yah. Read what's in the book. You still trying to answer it out that carnal Christian mind? And that rock was Yahshua. He is the Word of Yah. He is the Word of Yah. It was the Word that went before them. It was the Word that protected them. It was the Word that surrounded them. Sure was. But with them, Yahweh was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. He was not pleased with them. He was not pleased with them. And that's why he overthrew them. Well, Yahshua gives us, he gives us the assurance here of everything he did. It was not of his will, but of the one who sent him, Yahkahan, John 6, verse 63. As he speaks unto the Shulishians, they shall see the Ben Adam, the Son of Man, ascend back up to where he was before he came down. Well, I know the theology today said he was sitting on the throne near Yah. That's not true. He was in the bosom of Yah. He was in the bosom. He says here in Yahkahan 6:63, he says, it is the Ruach that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are Ruach. The words now. And they all drank from the same spiritual rock. And that rock that followed them was Yahshua HaMashiach. Well, he is the Word of Yah, isn't he? Made flesh. And so they are Ruach and they are life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we haven't even touched on the truth or the life. I could still be on the way, you understand? But we need to get on down the way because the sun is about to set. Hallelujah. He says, I am that. And then he clarifies that. Listen, in Yahkahan 14:24, he says this to us. He is that spiritual rock. He is the living power of the Word of Yah. He is the spirit. He is the truth of this Word of Yah revealed unto man that the life of it or the breath of it, it breathes the life of Yah in them. He says in Yahkahan 14:24, he that loves me not, he that loves me not keeps not my saying. Is that what it says? And the word which you hear is what? Not mine. And that is plain. And the word was with Yah. What is he saying? He said the word is not mine, but the Abba that sent me. He is a living word. He said, these are not my words. You looking at me in this physical man, but these are not my words. It is the one that sent me. I am this living word that is sent, and Yah sent forth his word, and it healed them. It heals us. He said, the words that I speak, they're not mine. They're the one that sent me. He is the one that this word was made from his bosom. I am that which was made. Turn back quickly to verse 5. As I close from here. Yahkahan 5, verse 24. He says this to us, Yisrael. Yahkahan 5, 24. He says, Omein, truly, Omein, truly, I say to you, he that hears my words and believe on who? Him that what? Sent me. You must believe on him that sent him. That sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. It is the word of Yah, brothers and sisters, that brings life. And Yahshua said, if you receive this word, I am of the bosom of my Abba. you receive life in you. That is why the enemy has been a tactician to separate. And folks say, well, it says they're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're ignorant. They don't know. They do not know. They were all baptized in the wilderness unto the baptism of Moshe. And that was the awakening and the opening of the Torah of Yah unto them. And now we're baptized in the living, or we are immersed in the living word of Almighty Yah. And it is the power of that word by the renewing of the Ruah that truly cleanses us from all of our sins and our transgression, where you don't have to have a ram offering or goat offering or pigeon or fine wheat flour offering. You don't have to have it all. None of it. You just offer up your hands of Torah unto Yah. With Torah unto Yah. We need wisdom in this hour. And we must pray that Yah calls the love of His men, the servants of Yah, to speak with integrity and honesty, and to speak with the knowledge and the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb, that the house of the bride of Israel may be filled with the spiritual water of the kingdom. May Yah barak you all. I'm going to stop there. I will finish on this a little more on next Shabbat. And then we will move into the Emet. I'm not through with this one, all right? Hallelujah. I'll take this down the course of time. Whichever way Yah leads me, then I will go that way. May Yah strengthen you, all you that are listening, our friends by live stream, or the internet. Well, if we had all you all here, we would have a packed out house here. That's all right, but you're here with us. Hallelujah. I say to Brother Mike and Sister Michael, I said to them at times, I say that we will see you on the Shabbat. We don't see them physically, but we know that they're in our bosom and we're there. We bless you all. We barak you all. May the Esha, the blessings of Yah, of His happening and His life, the happiness of Yah, fill the love of all Yisrael and bless you all. Yah barak you all. Come on, Brother Patrick, you all. You that are listening, may the blessings of Yah rest upon you and may His strength fill your life. We barak you all. Hallelujah. We bless you all. Bless you, Elder Bynum. You're listening now, all you that are listening. Bless you wherever you're listening from. May the shalom of Yah rest upon you. The song is for you all, Brother Boone. Sister Boone, is early there in morning still. California, bless you all. Those that listen from different parts of California, Colorado, all over where you're listening from, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina. I heard from someone from South Carolina. I told them, we have Elder Wyman, he and his wife, they never contacted me again. So Yah barak you all. Hallelujah. This is for you all. Shalom Yisrael. Come on, let us stand to our feet.
Hallelujah. May our prison become the home. Yahshua the Lamb, the living truth. Yahshak, the Savior. For there is no power in the name of Yah without the name of Yahshua. For we are saved by the power of that living truth. Yahshua the Lamb. We brought you the day. Bless your people, those that listen. Those that were in fellowship here, even in the homes, in different parts of the United States and other parts of the world. Strengthen them all, I pray. Bless Sir Kirushim as they travel down the highway. We bless you for all things. Tori Yah for this wonderful, most excellent day. We rejoice in Yahshua the Lamb. We take great delight in all you have granted unto Israel. We rejoice in all Israel. Cry hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.